As you can see in the outline, the exercise was to present three different subjects, three topics, that of life, light, and love. Certainly these are very large topics that can take an entire lifetime to even begin to understand. But the exercise was to see these three subjects in the first epistle of John, primarily, but also with some verses from the Gospel of John. As we know, there are quite a bit of parallels between the two different books. And one aspect of the exercise is also to see how the three subjects are interrelated and intertwined with one another. And certainly we may hit on verses that include two or three of these topics at the same time and how they're interrelated, such as in the first chapter of John, we see that in him was life, and this life was the light of men. So there, for example, we see life and light together. These three subjects seem simple, but yet are so deeply profound and so vital to the Christian faith. And they are perfectly seen in a person, a divine person in the Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, really, we can't understand or enter into these things in any meaningful way apart from the Lord Jesus. But we do want to see how these three words also characterize the Christian walk. What we see in chapter 2, verse 8, and it's also on the front of the outline, the idea that which is true in him is also true in us and should be clearly true and manifested in our life. So how do these apply to ourselves? We know that we, as believers, possess or have eternal life. We are said to be the light of the world. And truly, in him, as we are understanding the light that is in God, we can be the light of the world, to the world. And we are to love one another. You'll also see from the outline that the word love is present in all three readings. So it's interconnected with all three portions that we're going to read. So I'd like to read the verses that are mentioned on the outline. First would be 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. First John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Going to chapter 2, one verse, chapter 2, verse 25. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And also chapter 5, verses 10 through 13. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the word that God gave of his Son. And this is a record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And finally, one verse in the Gospel of John. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Just a few additional thoughts. We know that the eternal Son of God became flesh and was manifest to us, and he dwelt among us. We see here the author states that of the apostles he was heard, seen, and looked upon. And may it also be a challenge for us that not only do we hear, we listen to the word of the Lord, but we see him. And the thought of looking upon brought to mind really gazing and spending much time with him, not just a brief glance. We see many that saw the Lord here on earth, some just a passing glimpse, some who climbed a tree or went to great measures just for a brief look at the Lord. But here, may we really gaze upon him, not just briefly, but for through our whole lives, and also through his word, that we may see him, and also hear what he has to say to us through the word. As a background to the first epistle of John, we know that there are many teachers there that were trying to undermine the foundation of the faith, one of the main foundations of the Christian faith, being life in the Lord Jesus Christ, being eternal life. And so the Apostle John enters into life as a grand theme of this book to really refute those efforts to deprive the Christians of the joy, the peace that they have, knowing the eternal life that is possessed. Another phrase that is prominent is the term from the beginning, which we'll see. It's actually mentioned 8 times in the epistles of John. And there may be some difference or variance or a point of discussion how this may relate to in the beginning. In the Gospel of John, it says in the beginning was the Word. So we may want to touch upon these phrases from the beginning and in the beginning. In verse 2, chapter 25, chapter 2, verses 25, we saw eternal life mentioned as a promise. In chapter 3, we saw the connection between his eternal life and love for the brethren. And in chapter 5, verses 10 through 13, we see the testimony that eternal life is a testimony of the Son of God. So may the Lord bless us as we look into this topic.